He's one of the best meteorologists in the business, but also has one of the best broadcasting names of all time. I love saying it. Mike Hammernick. Mike, are you there?
Hey, John. Good morning. Good afternoon.
I do a little PA announcing for the Blackhawks from time to time, and Hammernick is one of those just real strong names that really just is a great way to introduce someone.
Well, I can thank my father for that.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right, so, man, we'll talk about the Labor Day forecast in just a few moments, but this Dorian situation, just a couple days ago, seemed like, it'd be a tropical storm as it passed Puerto Rico and maybe strengthened to a one. We'll see what happens. But this thing really looks to be taking dead aim and a strong storm at that.
Yeah, it's going to be over open waters for quite a period of time, and that's one of the reasons it will be strengthening. Also, very favorable upper air conditions for the storm, too. And it's going to be over open water now for the next 3 days or so before it threatens any land, which would be next up would be the Bahamas and then Florida after that. And this morning, the confidence was pretty high. It looked like the models were really zeroing in on the East Coast, somewhere between West Palm Beach, East Coast of Florida, somewhere between West Palm Beach and Daytona. And then some new information starting to trickle in now that kind of throws a loop into that.
Of course.
A wrench into that. Yeah, that, Miami, perhaps the Keys still could be in play. So we're going to have to watch this one closely and see exactly how this ends up. But right now, current thinking still is for somewhere along the East Coast of Florida that the storm will make landfall sometime late Sunday or on Monday, according to the latest computer model guidance.
Yeah, as predictable as we like to think these storms are, they still obviously do throw some loops on meteorologists, I imagine. And, and I imagine part of that uncertainty is just the vast distance that these things have to cover and the different systems that affect which direction a hurricane's going to go.
Yeah, and the steering currents, typically with hurricanes, the steering currents are so weak, only 5 to 10 miles per hour, because that's where they grow the best. And then you just get one little subtle shift in the wind, and it can steer the storm in a much different direction. So that's what makes these hurricanes so tricky. If there was a strong upper-level flow, number one, they wouldn't develop because that kills hurricanes, and that would make it a much more predictable event. But so you get these light winds aloft and the steering winds, and that's what makes hurricanes and tropical storms so difficult to forecast sometimes.
I've been a weather nerd for some time, and I like to play weather stuff on WCIU, just reporting forecasts. But I'm not a meteorologist. But, I just, by reading all about these things, you start to gain an appreciation for them. Some hurricanes and tropical systems move very slowly and drop a bunch of different rain, and that can be even more damaging, of course, than the winds themselves. This one seems to be moving at a pretty okay clip. Is 13 miles an hour average for a hurricane? I'm just trying to put in a sense about how quickly this one's moving along.
No, that's a pretty good clip, and as long as it stays in that range, the rain threat we're not going to see a repeat of what we saw in Houston. Of course, with that 40 to 50 inch rainfall when the storm just stalled right offshore of Houston, that would led to a disaster a couple of years ago there. But right now, the storm's moving at a good clip, expected to continue to move at a good clip, although the latest information we're getting that's just starting to trickle in kind of slows it down a little bit and steers it a little bit further south. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But right now, the official forecast is still bringing it into the eastern coast of Florida sometime around late Sunday and Monday.
You've had a great career as a meteorologist, of course, spanning a couple decades, not to date you, of course, at all, Mike, but how much better are we at predicting these things than we were when you started, 5 years ago, we'll say?
Oh, much, much better.
Yes.
The amount and the quality of the data that we have today compared to when I first started, remarkably better. We were looking at things that were on a scale of, 20 or 50 kilometers, and now we can get it down to 1 kilometer data. So it's been incredible. It's like taking your old flip phone and comparing it to an iPhone. The technology is weather-wise, as far as the data that we use, has increased that dramatically, too.
Of course, it remains to be seen. I shouldn't say of course, but September 2nd is Labor Day, and ironically, September 2nd, 1935 was Labor Day, and that's a very famous hurricane in Florida history, of course, the Labor Day hurricane. Not that this one is going to be the same one, but just kind of ironic, I guess.
One of the worst ones, in U.S. history, absolutely. So hopefully we won't have a repeat of that this year. Right now it looks like, Hurricane Center is kicking out a Category 4 storm, and that's what the models are also indicating, that we'll have a slow strengthening, because there's really nothing to slow this thing down yet or keep it from strengthening. It's going to be over open waters for the next 3 days north of the Bahamas, and favorable favorable conditions aloft, too. So, unfortunately, a dangerous storm, it looks like, for the west east coast of Florida.
Even if we get a little rain on our Labor Day, certainly nothing compared to what they're dealing with down there. But we do always like to know what's going to be happening on our three-day weekends. And looks like a cool start to it, and then a little bit better towards the end of it.
Yeah, we do have a front that's going to be popping up right out, right on top of us on Saturday and Saturday night. We'll be developing over us. And then it kind of moves off in the latter half of the weekend. So the best chance of rain, it looks like, is going to be on Saturday night. Rain chances ramp up on Saturday afternoon. They'll peak Saturday night, then drop off on Sunday morning. So we're not talking a washout as far as our weather is concerned this Labor Day weekend. But it looks like that Saturday night window there is going to be the highest precipitation chances. And then warming up on Labor Day, perhaps into the 80s, but maybe only low 70s on Saturday as well as Sunday. And the rain looks like it's going to be light. It's not going to be a real heavy variety. So I guess we've got that going for us, too.
Yeah, certainly.
Concerned.
So, Mike, I got to ask before I let you go, you know, as a meteorologist, how often do your friends or your family come to you with direct questions about what the weather's going to be like, or to blame you if it's bad?
Oh, all the time. Well, they don't blame me so much.
That's good.
They're very kind and very gracious.
Right.
But, no, all the time. And
does it bother you, or are you okay doing it every time?
Not at all. Not at all. It's part of, you know, it comes with the territory, and I enjoy it. I enjoy helping out friends and family and any kind of listeners, too, with any information I can pass along. Absolutely.
Well, you've certainly helped us out. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
RJ, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one. Mike Hamernick, of course, of Channel 9. Always fascinating to talk to Mike.